Good morning, brothers and sisters, church family.
弟兄姐妹平安。
It's so good to see all of you here.
很高兴再次的与大家见面。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 9 to 16.
我们请大家再次来到提摩太前书第五章九到十六节的经文。
And before we begin to read this, I'll ask Eric to read this in a minute. Let's pray together.
我们在读经之前，我们再次的献上我们的祷告。
Father, as we are about to read your word and listen to the proclamation of your word,
父神在我们聆听你圣言的宣讲之前
，We ask that you speak to us through your Spirit.
求主你自己借着神你的圣灵与我们说话。
Give us ear to hear and hearts to listen.
给我们那一个能听的耳给我们一个能领受神你自己真道的心。
Lead us to not refuse your calling or ignore your voice.
让我们不要我们轻忽神你的呼召我们不要来忽视神你自己给我们的这样的声音。
And help us to be captivated by your Son Jesus, our Lord.
让我们再次的被完完全全被神你自己的爱子耶稣基督所得着。
In His name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen.Well, ask Eric to please read from verses 9 to 16.
我们就来读提摩太前书五章九到十六节的经文。寡妇记在册子上，必须年纪到六十岁，从来只做一个丈夫的妻子，又有行善的名声，就如养育儿女、接待远人、洗圣徒的脚、救济遭患难的人、竭力行各样善事。至于年轻的寡妇就可以辞她，因为他们的情欲发动违背基督的时候就想要嫁人，他们被定罪是因为废弃了当初所许的愿，并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲游，不但是懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人辱骂的把柄，因为已经有转去随从撒旦的。信主的妇女若家中有寡妇，自己就当救济他们，不可累着教会，好使教会能救济那些真无依靠的寡妇。这是神的话语。
And so we are in the middle of Paul's pastoral instructions to Timothy.
我们又来到保罗给提摩太的这样的教导的这个中间的这一部分。
He's been telling Timothy how to treat the different types of members in the church in verses 1 to 16.
他在第一节到第十六节在教导提摩太在教会中如何来对待不同类别的这样教会的会员。
And last time in verses 1 to 8, we looked at how the church is meant to be an intergenerational church, a family, that we have different types of older and younger members in our midst.
那所以我们在第一到八节我们看到教会应该是一个跨世代的这样的一个家庭，我们有不同年龄层的这样的弟兄姐妹在我们当中，我们要应该自己一起成为一个神的家庭。
And Timothy, as a young pastor, is to treat older men as fathers.
那提摩太呢，他作为一个年轻的牧者，他要把年长的男人呢，当年长的弟兄当成他的父亲。
Younger men as brothers.
年轻的弟兄呢要当成他自己的兄弟。
Older women as mothers.
年长的妇女姐妹们呢当做母亲一样来对待。
And younger women as sisters.
对吧，然后年轻的姐妹们呢就像他自己的亲姐妹一样。
And beyond these, there's also one more type of church members that Paul urges to be treated as family.
那除此之外呢还有一类的这样的教会当中的会友，保罗指这样的要教导提摩太，要把他们当作自己的家人来对待。
And that's the widows in the midst.
那是就是他们当中的寡妇。
Widows, I mentioned this last time, represents a class of people in the ancient world who, because of no husband, maybe because he died, maybe because he deserted his wife.
那我上次也提到那寡妇呢，在当时的在古时的这样的早期教会的时代呢，是一个很特别的一个群体他们呢可能由于各种原因是不管是是战乱死亡等等来他们离就是他们失去了丈夫。
They have no means of support for life whatsoever.
他们没有自己这样的一个一个维生之道。
So this type of class of people is equivalent to today's destitute, anybody who are, have absolutely no means of support.
这个也是就等同于我们今天当代的那些困苦的无依无靠没有办法自己来谋生的这些人。
And so Paul in these verses 9 to 16, he gives specific instructions on how to care for people like this.
那所以保罗在第九到第十六节就保罗给出一些更给提摩太一些更具体的这些教训教会应该如何对待这些无依无靠的人。
This is so important for the Church of Christ and for all Christians because I also mentioned this last time that God, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, put a premium on the care of widows.
但这些事呢，对于神的教会对于基督徒是非常至关重要的因为就像我以前提到，在那么神在旧约里面是非常极其的看重。对寡妇对孤儿的这样的照顾。
In James chapter 1 verse 27, James says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before the Father, God the Father, is this: to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions and to keep oneself unstained from the world."
使徒雅各在雅各书第一章二十七节说，在神我们的父面前。那清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
The word in the Chinese Bible, the CUV, religion here is not the same as godliness, which we usually translate as 金钱。
那在这里呢他这个经文提到的这个所谓的虔诚或者这个字呢或者用今天就是有时候会翻译成宗教这个字不是指我们不是指我们通常翻译所翻译成的这种敬虔。
Religion is means the expression of devotion to God means true worship. That's what it means here.
那他这里提到的这个这个虔诚的意思其实是一个敬虔的这个外在的对神的敬拜的外在的这种表现或者表达。
So if we want to be true Christians and if we want to be the true church, we need to focus on this practice of religion. That's what James is saying.
所以雅各是说，如果我们真要成为一个神的真的教会，我们成为一个真正的基督徒，我们必须要有这种敬虔的这种外在的实践。
It is amazing that out of so many other good works, James single out these two things as the pure and undefiled religion before God.
那也是让我们可能觉得很惊讶的，就是雅各在这个地方呢特别提到的，就是在神面前清洁没有玷污的这种敬拜特别指出了两件事情。
He implies that the caring of those who are truly in need, truly destitute, would be something that the unbelieving world would neglect to do.
所以他这里甚至暗示，就是真正照顾这些真正的有需要的真正困苦的人呢常常是那些我们周围的这个不幸的世界所忽略的事情。
So as Christians and as God's family, we cannot be like the world.
所以我们作为基督徒作为神家里的人呢我们不能像我们的周围的世界一样。
We must be zealous in the pursuit of religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father.
我们必须能够来有这种热心来追求在父面前的这种清洁没有玷污的这种敬虔这种敬拜。
So to understand these instructions, we'll look at first the historical situations behind these instructions.
所以要明白保罗的教训，我们需要看当时的这些这个历史的背景。
And then we'll look at the principles that what we must learn and apply from these instructions.
那我们也然后呢接下来看我们在其中应该学到的。或者可以应用在我们自己身上的这些原则。
So first, the situations behind the instructions.
所以第一点，我们看到这些保罗的教训背后的这样的背景或者处境。
So besides the fact that the care of widows is so important to God.
除了这个 就是因为照顾这样的这样的有需要的这种寡妇哈，那么对在神眼中啊是神看为非常重要的啊。除此之外呢
？The other reasons that Paul gives these instructions is the following.
那保罗又给出了另外的一个原因。
In the ancient world, many widows, and I'm quoting a historian here, many widows were not elderly, they're not elderly, but women in the mid-30s and 40s with one or several children.
就像那个原因也是就在当时的这种古代的社会当中有很多的寡妇，就像当时一位历史的学者所提到的哈，就是他们这些寡妇呢，不是说是年迈，而是这种三十四岁的妇女的，但是可能带着可能有几个很年幼的孩子。
And these young widows had little chance to remarry because Roman women married young, and Roman men married somewhat older.
那在当时呢，这些寡妇能够再婚的这种机会呢，很小，因为当时的这种在这古罗马的这种国度里面呢，他们很多女性的结婚很早，所以而且男性的结婚是比较晚，那女性会找更年长一点的哈，这样男性来结婚。
So the differentiation led to this age differentiation led to a lot of widows.
所以这种年龄的差距呢，造成了当时有这个教会当这个社会当中有众多的这种寡妇。
So this is why one of the first concerns of the early church is to take care of and feeding the widows in Acts chapter 6.
所以我们就会明白这个在当时哈这种初期早期的教会当中哈，照顾寡妇哈是当时这个教会所最关注的这种事工之一哈，就好像使徒行传第六章所提到的。
In Acts chapter 6 verse 1 says the Greek speaking believers complained about the Hebrew speaking believers saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food.
所以在使徒行传第六章第一节圣经中提到，当时说这个希腊化的这个信徒哈，向说希伯来文的希伯来化的信徒发怨言哈，因为在他们每日的这种供应上呢，忽略了他们的寡妇。
And this had led to the development of ordaining the first seven deacons in the church.
这也是从中可以也因此教会设立了有七位的执事来专门负责这样的事工。
And they are to help out for the distribution of the food to the widows.
来分发饭食来照顾当中的其中的寡妇。
So it seems to be the case that a lot of widows were on church welfare.
所以我们从圣经的经文中呢，也看出当时可能有不少的这种寡妇是在教会的这种救济之下。
And some mentioned already in verse 3 and 4 may not be the kind of true widows whom the church should support, according to Paul.
那但是根据保罗在这一章所说的就像我们前面三到五节提到的那教会当时照顾的这些寡妇呢，可能不是真的所谓的真的寡妇。
Therefore, a list of enrollment here in verse 9 is needed to be kept, to keep track of who these widows are, where they live, and what they need.
那所以这也促使了当时的教会呢，需要有这样的一个登记的这种名册就第九节提到的用来可以来记录这些寡妇他们是谁住在哪里。
But the problem is, if we only read verses 9 to 13 as the qualifications of widows who want to receive financial support from the church.
但是如果问题是呢，我们如果把这个第九到第十三节就只是当成一个是保罗所说了这个要定义如何来在教会当中得到经济资助的这样的寡妇的资格。
That seems really, really harsh, right? I mean, you need require widows to be like that to receive benefits?
那个好像听起来是，那这是一个非常苛刻的这样的一个资格哈。
There are debates among theologians on the historical situations here, as well as the reason for the list.
所以当有史以来神学家对这个名册这个需要这样名册的这种用途或者是意义还是有一些争论。
I believe John Calvin is right on his comment here.
但是我认为这个加尔文的他的看法是对的。
He says that this enrollment of widows was both for fully supporting these widows financially, as well as for including them in some sort of unofficial organized group of widows to do charitable works.
加尔文的看法是说，这个名册呢，不仅是要为了来在经济上来供养、来支持这些寡妇，也可能是要把他们呢，组织起来哈，成为一个可能有一个非正式的这样的一个团体或一个施工哈，来去做各样的善事。
And this is the kind of work that involves serving, caring for other widows, orphans, destitutes in the church.
那这种事工呢，可能也包括这个服侍教会中的这种侍奉啊，能够照顾其他的孤儿寡妇哈，或者其中当时的这个有需要的人。
This require their focus and dedication and devotion in whatever capacity they can offer physically.
这也需要他们呢，在力所能及的地方能够来委身哈，能够来忠心的来做这些事工。
We have a good example in the Bible in Acts chapter 9.
我们在这个使徒行传第九章呢，有一个很好的例子。
The old widow Dorcas, as well, she's also called Tabitha.
那当时的一个年长的寡妇，她叫这个多加。
She is described as full of good works and acts of charity.
圣经上说她呢是这个蛮有善行哈，能够来做这个周济的工作。
And she was surrounded and grieved by a group of widows because of her death.
因为她的死呢，当时有一群的寡妇能够围着她来哀哭哈。
And Peter raised her from death.
那彼得呢，还也使他复活。
And so this explains why these verses read kind of like or has a similar flavor to the qualification of elders and deacons that we had in chapter 3 in 1 Timothy.
从这个角度来看呢，这段经文呢，可能也好像也可以解释为什么好像这段经文读起来好像就像这个提摩太前书第三章的选拔这个长老执事的那样的一个资格的这样的条件。
Except that enrolled widows are absolutely not in any way church officers.
当然，这里所说的登记的哈，在这个名册上的寡妇呢，并不是教会当中的这种圣职人员。Paul
says they need to be under 60 to be enrolled.
那保罗说呢，要在这个60岁以上哈，才可以列在这个名册上。
Presumably, because 60 years old and older in the Greco-Roman world is regarded as officially old.
可能这个其中原因之一哈，就是在当时的这个古罗马的这种时代，那60岁呢，他们60岁是一个从正式的意义上看，还是一个进入老年的一个阶段。
At that age, they would not have the urge or opportunity in that society to remarry.
而且在这个年龄呢，也再婚的这种欲望或者这种机会都是已经几乎是没有。
And in addition, she would have been physically too old to be able to take care of the full load management of the household.
那也当时呢，因为站在这样年龄呢，她也可能也因为体力上的缘故哈，也没有办法来完全承担来照顾整个家庭的这样的一个负担。
Paul also mentions that she needs to be have been a wife of one husband.
那保罗也说这个，因为她必须是这个一个男人的妻子。
This is not about whether she had remarried because she was widowed or not. That's not what Paul is talking about.
这里保罗不是在说这个她是否再婚啊。
But whether she was been faithful to her one husband, in other words, this is about her faithfulness.
这里是指她对丈夫的这种忠诚或者忠贞。
This is important not necessarily for receiving support from the church, but for her faithfulness to serve alongside with other widows.
那这一点呢，也不只是也是为了做一个领取资助的这样的一个经济帮助的条件，而是说也让她能够。 也可以也以此来看他能否忠心的哈，跟其他的一些寡妇来侍奉。
And so the same understanding of qualifications also applies to everything else written in verse 10.
所以这样同样的资格呢，也适用于这个保罗在第十节所提到的。
It is not about whether a widow is capable to serve in the present or future.
这个不是不在于这个寡妇呢，她是否能够在现在或者在将来能够有能力来服侍。
But it is about whether she had a reputation for good works in the past that would give a good indication of her devotion and faithfulness to serve others while receiving support from the church.
这个条件呢是在于就是她是否在过去哈有这样的一个有一个善行的这样的一个好名声哈，也能够来证明她的能够在将来呢能够忠心的来委身来侍奉。
In different words, this is what Paul is saying. Well, fully support widows like this.
所以换句话说，保罗也是在讲，如果要完全来供养哈这样的像这样的哈的这样的寡妇哈。
Widows who are willing, who are willing helpers of the church.
那这种寡妇呢，能够甘愿能够成为教会的，在教会里面成为一个教会的帮手的这样的寡妇。
But verse 11, he says, refuse to enroll younger widow.
但是呢，保罗在这里在第十一节说，他说你不要把这些年轻的寡妇和列在这种册上。
Verse 11, he said, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, the desire to remarry.
所以这里说他们情欲发动背离基督的时候呢，就会想到要嫁人。
Please know that Paul is not opposed to remarriage at all.
所以大家在这里要注意，保罗并不是在这里要反对你说这寡妇不可以再婚。
In 1 Corinthians 7, he urges single women and widows to marry than to burn with passion.
那在保罗在这个哥罗多前书第七章也提到那这些那些未婚的或者是寡居的这些姐妹呢，他说与其这个欲火攻心不如嫁娶。
And also, of course, here in verse 14, chapter 5, he says, so I would have younger widows marry.
所以保罗在这里在第十四节也说我愿意年轻的寡妇再嫁。
This is not a wish, this is actually a command, by the way.
那其实这个看原文的话，这个字其实不是说是一个期望而已这其实是保罗的一个命令。
The problem here for Paul isn't that young widows would want to get married, remarried because they should.
那所以这里的问题其实不是说这个年轻的寡妇可不可以再婚那个保罗这里其实说他们理当可以去再婚。
The problem is, knowing the historical situation here, most available candidates for husbands were actually pagans and unbelievers at the time.
那其实问题是在于呢，就是说这在当时的这种这个历史环境下面那很多这个他们可以来可以去再婚的这样的这个男人的丈夫呢很多都是一些外邦人或者不信的人。
So if a widow's desire to get remarried outweighs her desire to serve Christ, and so she rushes into marrying an unbeliever.
所以如果一个寡妇她这个对于这个再婚的这种期望超过了她来侍奉基督的这种渴望呢，就可能会就是匆忙的嫁给不信的人。
That would certainly mean, verse 12, condemnation for having abandoned her former faith.
那就像这里呢，那就结果就是就像保罗在第十二节所说的那他就会这个离弃这个起初的这种信心。
Remember, in the Greco-Roman context, a wife must follow the religion of her husband.
大家也要我们也记得，在当时的这种古希腊、古罗马的社会当中，那作为妻子的，你必须是要来服从丈夫所信的这个宗教。
So enough about the historical background here behind the instruction.
所以我们在这里要明白在当时的这样的这些保罗的教训的这种历史的背景。
Let's move on to the principles behind these instructions.
那下面一点，我们来看这些保罗的教训背后的他所提出的一些原则。
There are two that I'd like to point out from this passage.
那在这段经文里，我想跟大家指出两个原则。
First is the very important principle, biblical principle of work.
那首先呢，是一个圣经里有关工作的这样的一个重要的原则。
Paul says again, so I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their household.
所以保罗在第十四节说，我愿意年轻的寡妇再嫁，能够生儿育女来治理他的治理家务。
Remember, I mentioned at last time that back then, other than work related to her husband's house or of her husband's, it is impossible for any single woman or widows to find a job for themselves in that society to make a living.
所以我当时也提到，在当时的这种社会当中呢，除了在她这个一个姐妹的自己的这种富家当中，或者在丈夫家中能够在这种做妻子的工作之外呢，几乎不可能在其他的地方找到可以维生的工作。
For single women or widows to do any meaningful work, they must either get married and have children and manage the household.
所以作为一个未婚的女子或者是一个寡妇如果要他们如果要维持生计的话，必须要能够来结婚能够Sorry, what did you say? They should.
For them to do any meaningful work, they need to either get married and have children and manage the household.
所以对，就是他们如果找到能够有意义的工作的话，通常只是说，通常只是能够通过来结婚或来这个生子结婚生子来处理家务、治理家务。
Or they need to be singularly devoted to serve the Lord, the church in charitable works.
或者呢，他们可以就是单身的这种专门委身专一的来服侍教会教会当中的这各样的事工。
That was the situation back then.
这是当时的这样的一个背景。
So for the church to fully support a young widow with no intention to get remarried, who isn't devoted to work alongside with other women, other widows in the church.
所以如果在当时这样的一个教会当中那教会如果要去供养一位这个年轻的寡妇那既不愿意再婚又不愿意呢能够委身于在跟其他的教会的姐妹一起来做这种服侍的事工。
This would lead to the danger of her learning to become idlers. Verse 13, idlers.
这样就会导致一个很危险，她就会在这个在第十三节保罗所说的成为一个懒惰的没有事情做的人。
Well, since they don't have to worry about paying the bills, they can afford to go about from house to house visiting their friends.
所以他们不用担心来自己来付自己的账单那就可能那只能就是可以这个挨家挨户串门探访朋友。
That's what verse 13 is saying.
就是第十三节所说的。
This may even mean that they would go from one local church to another local church and then to another local church, church hopping, because back then, church were meeting in where?Houses.
因为当时的大家还记得当时的教会都是在家中聚会，所以就会导致这些寡妇可能会从一个家庭教会串到另外一个家庭教会去这样的走来走去。
And what they do was what? Talking. Spreading gossips.
所做的呢就是散播这个流言，散播闲话。
Do you know the difference between a gossip and a concerned friend?
那你做一个这种散播闲话的人或者是一个你可以做一个真心关心人的朋友，这两者的区别在哪儿？
The difference is this: the difference between a butcher and a surgeon.
这个区别呢，就好像一个这个屠夫和外科医生的区别。
They both cut the meat.
他们的两个都切肉，
but for different reasons.
但是这个动机不一样。
And the worst part about gossip is that it can spread uncontrollably.
更糟糕的是呢，这种闲话的传播会常常的失去控制越传越多。
I don't have time to give examples today because the CM is much shorter. The EM I have a lot more examples.
所以我也没有时间给大家举很多例子因为这个我们在因为翻译的原因在中文堂的时间比较短，我在英文堂会可能会举更多的例子。
Instead of being busy with work, Paul says in verse 13, they become busybodies.
所以保罗在第十三节说，这些他们没有不但不忙于工作呢，反而成为了一些好管闲事的人。
I hope you see how this principle of work is so important that it doesn't just only apply to unmarried young widows in the early church.
我也希望大家看到呢，这样的一个有关做工的原则啊，不只是适用于在初期教会的哈这种未婚的年轻的寡妇，而是也是适用于这个每一个时代的人。
But it applies to everyone in all ages, especially Christians and believers.
它是也适用于我们每一个时代的所有的信徒。
We are created by God to work, even as God worked in His creation and salvation.
我们受造的目的乃是要来做工啊，正如神他自己在创造、在救赎的啊这样的这样工作中来做工一样。
And I'm not merely talking about working to make a living, and we certainly should work to make a living.
当然我所说的也不只是去为了谋生而工作啊，当然我们需要来谋生。
But no matter what stage of life you're in, you ought to be engaging in meaningful and productive work according to your appropriate age and abilities.
所以不管我们在人生的哪一个阶段啊，根据你自己的这样的能力或者恩赐哈，那你都应该来投入这种有意义的这种工作当中。
This is so even if you don't have to worry about making a living, even if you are retired and financially set.
就即使你已经是退休了，或者财富自由了哈，你不必为这种生计发愁了啊，其实也是应该如此。
Laziness, idleness, gossips, and being a busybody, they have no place whatsoever in the Christian faith.
所以在我们基督的信仰当中是不应该有这种懒惰闲散、说闲话、好管闲事的这些行为。
Failure to follow this principle of work would mean, verse 14, that the enemy of the Christian faith would have the opportunity to slander us, to slander the church.
那所以保罗在第十四节讲的，如果我们不去遵循这样的一个原则呢，那就有就会造成那个在教会当中给敌人有这种毁谤教会的这种机会。
And worse, some among us would be turned away to follow Satan, committing apostasy.
那更糟糕的呢，是有些人可能会去转离，去随从撒旦，随从魔鬼，能够背弃他的信仰。
This is really serious.
这是非常严肃的事情。
Now I must add that meaningful and productive work could be mundane work, work that doesn't get noticed.
那我这里也想补充，就是有意义的工作可能是一些非常平凡的工作不容易被人看见的工作。
But it can still be meaningful and productive.
但这些可能看似平凡的事情，可能也是会很有意义、很有功效的。
A stay-at-home mom changing diapers and cleaning the house can be very meaningful and productive.
那一个在家的一个全职的母亲给孩子换尿布打扫房间这些都是一个非常有意义的工作。
Doing a 9-to-5 work every day, that can be meaningful and productive.
那你在一个你早九晚五的工作，可以是一个有意义的、有功效、有果效的工作。
Paul says in Corinthians 3:17.And whatever you do in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
所以保罗在哥罗西书三章十七节说，他说不论你做什么，或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
And here's another example.
还有另外一个例子。
Elderly Christians, older Christians.
那作为一个年长的信徒
，Even with declined physical ability, you can spend time in prayer.
即使你可能我们的身体在衰退体力在衰退，但是呢，我们仍然可以花时间来祷告。
It is interceding, supplicating for other ministries and people in the church.
为教会的事工为教会的肢体来祷告，来代求。
This is exactly what Paul says in verse 5. Look back in verse 5 about true widows who continue in supplications and prayers night and day.
所以这也是保罗就像上次在第五节里提到的他的真正的寡妇，他们是昼夜不住的来祈求祷告。
That's meaningful and productive work.
这是有意义的、有功效的工作。
Now let's turn to the final principle here.
那我现在我们来到我们的第二个原则。
And that is the need of diligent stewardship of the church.
那就是在教会的一个管家的原则我们也必须是一个教会来善用我们所有的资源。
First, Christians and the church, we need to be discerning and wise in providing support for all those who claim that they need, they have needs.
首先呢，我们在作为信徒哈，作为教会，那我们在提供这个经济上的这种资助哈，给有需要的人哈，不只是寡妇。那我们在做这样的时候呢，其实必须有我们的分辨力，必须有智慧。
Paul mentions those in verses 3 to 8 before already, and he reiterates it in verse 16 again.
那保罗前面在第3到8节所说的，和保罗在第16节也再次的来强调。
The blood family of widows should be their first line of support, not
这些寡妇的，他们自己的家人是应该是为他们提供帮助的这个第一线。
The church, we really need to do our due diligence to find out about this, about situation.
所以教会呢，必须来，我们要来做我们当做的，来去查明哈，这个寡妇的她的这样的一个背景，她的这个处境。
As we know that the finances of the church are limited.
因为教会的这种财务的资源是有限的。
Christian charity cannot be treated as someone's entitlement.
所以在教会的这种供给，教会的这种恩惠，不能是一个被当成一个想当然的一个权利。
Cannot be thought of as something that I deserve it.
不能说这是我理所应当得到。
Because this would promote un-Christian-like work ethics, bringing shame and sin to the house of God.
这样的做的话，你会来助长这种不合圣经原则的这种工作伦理，也会把这种羞辱。 把罪带到神的家中。
I like this quote from one commentator.
我想引用一个这个解经家的话。
A quote, it is all too easy to relinquish the responsibility of caring for one's family's members to the church.
人呢很容易就把我们照顾家人的责任来推给教会。
Yet, church funds ought to be reserved for the neediest, lacking their means of financial support, end quote.
但是呢，教会的这种资金哈，应该保留给当时我们那些当中的最有需要的，那些缺乏其他的这种经济资助途径的人。
Now, after we do our due diligence and find out what someone is truly needing, or a destitute, a widow, whatever, after that,
那在当教会呢，能够我们尽我们的责任哈，来查明哈，如果某一个弟兄或者姐妹哈，是真正的在。
If they have none, the second line of support is the church, especially if that person is a believer.
那教会呢，就会是他们的这个第二线的哈这种支持哈，尤其是这个当事人呢是一个信徒。
We cannot be neglectful of this.
我们不能忽略这样的资助。
We have to be diligent to provide support and doing what we can for those who are truly in need.
所以我们应该是殷勤的这种力所能及的来提供这样的支援和帮助，来照顾这些真正有需要的人。
I mean, come to think about it, that would that really requires us to give to the church, right? For us to give to other people.
那所以我们想到这一点的时候，我们也可以意识到，那么我们真正是需要来在教会中能够尽我们奉献的职分。
By the way, there's also a priority for the church to take care of the widows, the poor and needy among us first.
所以在这里也体现出一个优先的次序，就是先照顾我们当中的这种贫困的、有需要的人当中的这种信徒，然后才是外面的不信的人。
Jesus in John 10 says, John 10, 34, 35 says,
那耶稣在这个约翰福音第10章34到35节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you.
那我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是要叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
This is why we have to help those who are in our midst, including those who are, especially those who are needy, the poor and needy, the destitute among us.
这显出我们应该如何来真正的爱我们当中的这种 这种贫困有需要的这样人。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
these principles demand our utmost attention and zeal and effort.
这两个原则哈，是需要我们来非常的来注意，需要我们来的尽心的去努力的去做。
Because they directly relate to the essence of true religion, like I mentioned earlier.
就像我刚才提到雅各所说的，因为这些呢，关乎我们是否在神面前有真正的敬拜，真正的虔诚。
A religion that is pure and undefiled before God.
是在神面前清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
But we have to remember.
但是我们也必须记得。
We must not merely follow these principles in the church for religion's sake.
我们在教会里来做这些，来照这些原则去行哈，不只是为了这个敬虔啊，或者是宗教的仪式本身。
As if this is just about us merely becoming better Christians, a better church, a better with better work ethics and stewardship.
不只是说好像我们就因此呢，把我们让我们自己做一个好像看起来更好的人哈，这个教会变成一个更好的教会。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 28,
在使徒行传二十章二十八节
Paul tells the Ephesians elders, the Ephesians, this is the church in Ephesus, right? The book of Timothy.
那当然，这个提摩太这个书信呢，是在给这个以弗所的教会写的啊。所以当时在使徒行传二十章二十八节，保罗对这个以弗所的这个教会他们的长老说
，He said, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock."In which the Holy Spirit had made you overseers to care for the church of God, which He obtained with His own blood.
他说：“你们自己应当谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，哈，牧养神的教会。这是这个教会是基督用自己的血买来的。
Christ purchased the church by His blood.
基督用自己的血买赎了这个教会。”
In Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27, Paul also says this.
那么在以弗所书的五章这个二十五到二十七节，保罗也说
，Christ loved the church.
基督爱教会。
He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean.
要为教会舍己，要把这个教会洗净成为圣洁。
Washed by the cleansing of God's word.
借着道把这个教会洗净。
He did this to present her to herself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any blemish.
那也因此呢，将教会献给自己作为荣耀的教会，毫无这个玷污、皱纹等类的病。
Instead, she will be holy and without fault.
是一个圣洁、没有瑕疵的教会。
So for Christ's sake.
所以为了基督的缘故。
Let us as a church come to pursue a religion that is pure and undefiled before God.
让我们能够在神面前来追求这种清洁没有玷污的敬虔。
Let us remember it is Christ's blood that defines the existence of the church.
让我们记得是基督的血是教会存在的原因。
It is Christ's blood that defines our religion.
是基督的宝血成就了定义了我们今天的这样的敬拜。
And so this is what we come to remember and celebrate when we come to the Lord's Supper.
也因此我们也来到神的圣餐桌前来继续的纪念主所成就的。
By His blood, we are assured that our sins are washed away, making us holy and clean before God.
借着他的血我们在神面前我们可以确信我们能够罪得了这种洁净，在神面前呢成为圣洁。
And we are looking forward to that day when Christ comes again and presents us to Himself a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
所以我们也盼望那基督的再来那一天，我们能够把自己把教会献给神
，
是一个荣耀的教会，没有瑕疵的圣洁的教会。
What a glorious sight that will be!
那是何等荣耀的景象。
But now, before the Lord, this Lord's table,
当我们来到圣餐桌前的时候。
Let us come to repent of our sin of laziness, idleness, gossips, meddling, and lack of diligence.
那也让我们呢，为我们自己的罪，也包括懒惰、闲散、说闲话、好管闲事，我们不殷勤、不悔改等等。
Let us come to trust in Christ's promise of forgiveness and His power of resurrection.
让我们也来一起来信靠主耶稣基督他的给我们的这样的赦罪的应许，和他在他里边能够也借在他里面的复活的大能。
Let's bow our heads together and take a moment to confess our sins.
让我们一起在神面前来安静，来承认我们自己的罪。